You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there, everyone.
All right, so today we are talking about fire in our story, and it's cold outside. So what is your perfect, like, what's your ideal s'more?
Ooh, my ideal s'more. Oh, I love s'mores so much. They're like my favorite camp time treat.
Yes.
And so when I'm thinking about a s'more, so I just went camping recently with our family, and they make marshmallows now that are actually square marshmallows. Have you seen these?
I was wondering how those do in a s'more. Tell us more.
Yeah, so they tell us s'more.
Ah, yes.
So they're so great because they're flat. And so just like, you know, sometimes with the big marshmallow, you have like the big squish.
Yes. Okay, because I don't want to interrupt your s'more story, but I do have an interjection because I recently made s'mores and we had the giant marshmallows. Have you seen those? I think they're called campfire. I mean, they're like the size of your fist.
Yeah, they're really, really big.
And that felt a little intense for me. Mm-hmm. And I tried it a few different ways. Like I did the whole like where you really got to get the temperature right to get it cooked all the way through.
Especially the middle.
Yes. Yeah. And so I did it. I did one where I did like the traditional method. And then I did another where I cooked it on the outside and like then took that layer off. And then cooked it again.
Yes, that's how I do those. Yeah.
Okay, but tell me more about the square.
Okay, yeah. So the square marshmallows, I thought they were really great because now they were thinner, so you had to kind of watch your roast. Mm. But I just liked that it didn't squish out everywhere. I felt like it was really good. Now, when I do my marshmallow, I like it burnt. I am one of those people. I want my marshmallow like super, super burnt. I like the crisp. I like the burnt taste. My husband thinks I'm crazy, but.
I wouldn't say I want my marshmallow burnt. I don't want it raw either. I want it. Mm-hmm. I want it on the toastier side of toasty.
Yeah. I want mine extra toasty with the crunch. I like it like that. My other perfect s'more situation would be I like to use those fudge striped cookies in place of graham crackers. Yeah, I like to, you know, the little cookies with like the hole in them. I like to use those, but you do have to watch out because your marshmallow will drip through the hole and that kind of burns.
Yeah. I've also wondered, do the stripes on the outside of the cookie melt so that you're getting chocolate on your hand? Oh, okay.
I have not had that experience, but I eat mine so fast.
Yeah.
I don't think I give it time to melt.
Sure. Okay, now have you seen the savory s'more situation that's been going around? It's like you have a charcuterie board.
Tell me about this.
They'll have like, you know, like your typical charcuterie board with like different cheeses and stuff. And I guess some cheeses do well in fire. And so you stick like a little cheese on the stick and you stick it in the fire.
Are you kidding?
And then you pull it out and it's roasted and you put it with the meat and cracker and honey or whatever else you want.
I think you just changed my life.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Oh man. I know what I'm doing.
So you could have a whole s'mores dinner.
Yes.
Multi-course s'mores.
Savory s'mores. I'm here for that.
Yeah. All right. Well, on this episode, we are discussing Unit 16, Session 2, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And this is coming from Daniel Chapter 3. So, Suzanne, why don't you share with us the big idea of this session?
Yes. So God allowed the Babylonians to destroy the kingdom of Judah and take many people captive to Babylon, along with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were taken to Babylon and chosen to serve King Nebuchadnezzar. Last week, we learned that Daniel obeyed God by refusing to eat the king's food, and God blessed Daniel with wisdom. This week, we'll learn how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship a gold statue made by Nebuchadnezzar. Our story point for preschool this week is God protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And our story point for kids is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship the gold statue and God rescued them. So now we'll move into the part of the podcast where we talk about some activities that might need a little more attention or just some different ways you could approach them. And so first we have our babies and toddlers. There is an activity called Three Friends Craft. And so if cutting out the images is too difficult, you can let your preschoolers decorate around and color the images on the printable. For younger preschool, there's an activity called Find the Gold. And so for this activity, make sure the play coins used are large enough to not be a choking hazard. Alternatively, you could print and laminate large gold coin pictures and hide those in the sand. And then lastly, for preschool, for our older preschoolers, is an activity called Play Out the Story with a Parachute. So instead of preschoolers running under the parachute, what you could do instead is add four balls and bounce them around. And then you can relate that back to the story about the four men in the fire.
Those are fun. I love a parachute activity. Those are always
Me
a
too.
Win.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In younger kids, there's an activity called Protected, and you're going to want to make sure you use a clear glass or bowl for this object lesson so that kids can see whether the orange sinks or floats. And then in older kids, Suzanne, you're going to like this one. It's a snack. There is a snack option called Fiery Furnace, and it is going to go a little bit smoother if you make an example ahead of time so that your visual learners can have something to look at as they recreate it.
Is there fire involved in this Fiery Furnace snack?
There is not fire involved because Lifeway does not encourage open flame activities.
And I support
as a company policy. But there is pretend fire in the way of red licorice.
Oh, that's so fun.
Actually, you know what? That's in Girl Scouts. That's how I learned to build a fire, is with pretzel sticks and licorice and a little Dixie cup of punch. Yep. To put
how
out the fire.
Cute. Yeah, that's so cute.
All right, so that is going to be a fun snack if you choose to do that one. In Kids Worship, there is an activity called What Is It Worth? And instead of the printable, you could actually bring in items that you know the value of and let kids do the same activity with the actual items. And then in midweek, there's an activity called Compete to Win. And depending on the skills and physical abilities of your group, you may want to offer a mix of gross and fine motor skill activities in this game. So there are several gross motor skill activities already listed in the leader guide, but some fine motor skill activities could include stacking blocks, moving Q-tips, or blowing a cotton ball through a table using a straw. Blowing a cotton ball across a table using a straw. All right, as we wrap up, let's talk about what excites us about this session or what stands out to us.
So as I was reading through this story, and this is a story that we've read so many times, and I was thinking about it through the lens of a preschooler, and I was thinking there's potential that this story could be really confusing to them, because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they chose to worship and obey God, and that is a good choice, but they were punished by the king for that good choice that they made. And so I was just thinking about how, like, it's really important to talk about with preschoolers about how following Jesus is not always easy, and we're not promised an easy life, but as believers, we are promised the Holy Spirit, who is with us wherever we go. And so God honored Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's choice, and he was with them and protected them and then glorified himself through their obedience.
That's really good, Suzanne. And you know, honestly, this story might be confusing for big kids too. We don't really like to associate obeying God with hardship, but sometimes that's the reality. But what a grace that God allows us to see this story from sort of a bird's eye view, because not only were the three men protected in the furnace, but we get to see that King Nebuchadnezzar chose to praise their God. So their faithfulness, even though they were put in the furnace and experienced some hard moments in this story, their faithfulness led to people realizing that their God was the one true God. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.